Many people have heard of the brutal dictatorships that ruled Soviet Eastern Europe in the 20th century. What does it take to escape a place like that? Radioactive's Jad Vianu brings us his family's story.
This story is about my dad, Alec Vianu. Growing up, I had always had a vague idea of where he had come from, but as I got older and was able to understand more, I realized that my dad's story was absolutely incredible, starting with one thing.
My father was, unofficially, he was a spy.
Yeah, you heard that right. A spy for the Romanian government. My grandparents had originally been supporters of communism, but after spending the 50s overseas due to my grandfather's work, they came back to Romania and realized that the conditions there were not the same they had left.
When they returned to Romania, together with us as children, they realized that actually that the reality has actually changed from their dreams.
For example, food had become more scarce. There's a family story about how when a small shipment of bananas came to Romania, people had to be given instructions on how to actually eat them, as they had never seen one before. So, with that in mind, they realized that they no longer wanted to live in Romania. But they hadn't realized just how hard it would be to leave the country. Applications were usually denied or stayed pending indefinitely, which is what happened to my dad and his family. So, in the meantime, they were stuck in Romania for 8 years.
That's a long time. A huge part of my brother and my part of upgrowing, was the equivalent of more than half of our lives in which we were trying to leave the country.
As the years continued on, the climate in Romania continued to worsen. My grandfather and grandmother were both fired from their jobs as the editor of an architecture magazine and a journalist, respectively. They were forced to take low-paying jobs in order to make ends meet.
Psychologically, we created a barrier of, like, we are us and them, meaning the rest of the population.
As if that wasn't enough. Remember how my grandfather was a spy?
Because my father is past employment in the intelligence service, he knew a lot of secrets that were still, at the time, current. The top guy, the chief of intelligence services in Romania, basically absolutely said that he will not allow him to leave. He said it would be like exporting their files to the West.
He began to brainstorm a way to bypass that decision. He knew that there were only a select few people with more power than the head of intelligence, including the head of the country itself, Nicolae Ceaușescu. Ceaușescu was an eccentric figure, doing things such as taking up the majority of the daily newspaper for articles about the small details of his life.
My father knew, I'm not sure how, that, you know, due to the cult of personality and due to the huge ego that, you know, the president had, Ceaușescu had, that he loved to start his days by actually having any article written about him in a positive manner anywhere in the world translated waiting on his desk. This was the first activity that he did.
So using this knowledge, they formed a plan to escape.
My parents had this idea of actually writing a letter in which we made him sound like he was still, like, you know, the soul of the people.
Their letter utilized phrases taken from Ceaușescu's own speeches, saying that he understood the voice of the Romanian people. The letter was then sent to a prominent German newspaper and published. This was a risky maneuver for a number of reasons, mainly because, as dictatorships tend to do, the Romanian government did not take kindly to Romanian citizens contacting the foreign press.
We didn't know what was the reaction. It was really a 50-50 type of reaction. Will the president, once he reads it, will he fall prey to his weakness for his ego and say, oh, they say great things about me, so they may be nice people, maybe I should just let them go? Or will he be really upset and send us to camps?
A labor camp, a common form of punishment in that time.
Saturday morning, a few days after this got published, we got a call about 8 in the morning from the passport offices of Romania that our passports were ready.
Their quest for freedom was finally over, but as they were preparing to leave, my dad was left wondering.
And I was thinking, like, oh shit, now what's going to happen? Who am I going to be now?
After a brief stay in Israel, my dad and his family arrived in the United States, where they have been for the last 30 years. So where does that leave me? I'm alive because of a dictator's ego and my family's clever thinking. I choose to think of that as a motivator. If my family can escape a communist dictatorship, then why can't I do what I set my mind to? For Radioactive, this is Jad Vianu.